Welcome back to the Guitar Maniac Show. I'm Basil, here with my partner Jamie. What's up, Jamie?
I'm doing great, Basil. I'm ready for this kick-ass show.
Yeah, we got a lot of great players, a lot of great tunes. Remember, you can reach us at theguitarmaniacshow@gmail.com. That's theguitarmaniacshow@gmail.com. Write us about the show or anything else you want. You can also get us 24/7 at artemisrecords.net and live365.com, Artemis Radio.
So we got a great tune that we just came out of, obviously. That's one of my favorite Zeppelin tunes. That was a great pick. I love the bass lines, I love the kick drum lines, and all of those solos. You know, whether or not the speaker was in the toilet or not, it sounds amazing. And this next one coming up, it really needs no introduction. So enjoy this one on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Send it out of Nestle.
Message in a Bottle. Andy Summers playing some real timeless licks on that one. Almost reminds me of Mark Knopfler, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, very cool, tasteful.
What do we got next?
We got Ritchie Blackmore, great guitar player, Deep Purple, awesome group. This is a great song called Highway Star on the Guitar Maniac Show.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Guitar Maniac Show with Jamie and Basil. That was Richie Blackmore with Highway Star, Deep Purple. Very clever guitar work there. Coming up next, Steve Miller, Jungle Love on the Maniac.
Guitar Maniac Show. What a great tune by Steve Miller. Great guitar playing in there. And now we're going to move on to another great group, the Isley Brothers. Hendrix played guitar for them at one point. And this tune is an iconic tune. Who's that lady? Ernie Isley playing great lead guitar on this on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Sexy lady,
ooh, sexy lady,
beautiful lady. much ring. I would give her anything if she would just do what I say. Come around my way, baby. Shine my way.
Time, I would say, Ernie Isley bringing forth the Morley wah pedal. And as we all know, Hendrix used the Dunlop wah pedal and the Roto Vibe. Speaking of Jimi Hendrix, this next gentleman who is no longer with us probably took the torch from Hendrix and carried it for a while. That's the way I see it. What do you think, Bass?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was definitely following in the footsteps of Jimi Hendrix. This is Stevie Ray Vaughan, Couldn't Stand the Weather, on The Maniac. Stevie Ray Vaughan, and now Metallica, Sad But True on the Maniac. We'll be right back.
Metallica, Sad But True. And now we're going a little different direction off their debut album, Third Eye Blind, with Jumper on the Maniac.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Cool little drum outro there from Stephen Jenkins and the boys of Third Eye Blind. Such a great record, so many great songs. That's their first album. The next record's called Blue, and it's also incredible. Then they kind of fell off the map a little bit. I'm not sure what happened, but great sound. He was a great singer and a great guitar player. Up next, Foreigner, Cold as Ice. Mick Jones plays a really neat harmonic minor solo on this. Check it out on The Maniac.
We'll be right back.
Kim Thayil and Chris Cornell making up the guitar duo of Soundgarden. And that was Let Me Drown off of Super Unknown. This is a timeless track by Aerosmith that not many people know. It's called You See Me Crying on The Maniac.
And we're back on the Guitar Maniac. Leave it to Jamie to pick another Aerosmith song that doesn't get played on the radio. And what a great tune it is. All right, we're going to go forward now to a great tune, great song, great singers, great band. This is off the live Tommy the Movie. Elton John singing Pinball Wizard on the Maniac. We'll be right back. What a great tune. That whole record is fantastic. What a great lead in the end by Pete Townsend. One of my favorites. Fantastic phrasing. All right, we're going to go to another bunch of great guitar players and band, the Rolling Stones with Sway on the Guitar Maniac Show. Another Guitar Maniac Show. Great way to close it out with the Stones. Hey, James.
I thought it was a fantastic show. If you're listening, we really need you to write in to us and tell us what you want us to play, what you want to hear, what you're digging about the show. That's at theguitarmaniacshow@gmail.com, and we'd really love to hear from you. Also, if you're in a band and you want to get played on our station, we have a show called The Cream of the Crop, and you can send in your CDs, and if you make the cut, we'll put you on the show.
Yeah, that's right. Good luck. You can send all your submissions to artemisrecords@gmail.com. And remember, you can catch all the shows 24/7 at artemisrecords.net. We're also broadcast on live365.com, Artemis Radio. Check out the new music at artemisrecords.net. We've got 5 new EPs up. You might want to check it out. The Guitar Maniac Show is sole property of Artemis Records. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without written consent is prohibited.